Killing Time, short stories from the long road home, written and read by Jimmy Barnes.
When I was deciding on a title for this collection of stories, I had a number of ideas I tossed around in my head and shared with others. Again and again, though, I came back to the phrase Killing Time. Partly it was down to the fact that I'd recently provided the lyrics for a Don Walker song with that title on the last Cold Chisel album, Blood Moon, lyrics that I was particularly happy with and that meant a lot to me. But mainly, it was a phrase that had many meanings for me and conjured up particular periods and events in my life, many of which I've written about in these pages. I spent most of my childhood killing time, waiting for something to happen, something good, but it never seemed to come along. As a recount on Working Class Boy, my first book, I was always hoping my mum and dad would get it together, but they never managed it, and eventually our family fell apart, so I bided my time and escaped into my own world, as kids often do. Then I started school and thought everything would be better. I'd get away from home and my life would change. Instead, it just led me to another set of problems. Suddenly, I had to fit in, which was hard for me to do, and that pressure made school just another scary place. To get through it, I kept my head down and tried to fly under the radar, just killing time till school finished and I could escape elsewhere. In the meantime, I grew physically, if not emotionally. I wouldn't really grow up for another 50 years or so. As a teenager, I started hanging out in gangs. In those days, it wasn't just time we wanted to kill, but everything and anyone, especially anybody that got in our way, and at times even ourselves. Somehow, I managed to survive and get older, though none the wiser, and it wasn't long until I joined a band and went on the road. God knows, since then, I've had a lot of time to kill. Like I said in my second book, Working Class Man, I've been on that road for over 50 years, but I'll let you in a little secret here. Rock and roll is not glamorous. You spend most of your time traveling from town to town, hoping to make it to the next venue in time for your show. This isn't always easy, and you often start to think that the whole world has conspired to stop you getting there. In the old days, before we had money, we'd travel in cars that were real bombs, held together by gaffer tape and prayers, blowing smoke and leaking oil across the country. We'd drive on dirt roads without turns for hundreds of kilometres as we stared out the window, bored, trying to kill time, thinking about where we'd rather be. We'd run out of petrol in the middle of the night and get stuck in some one-horse town halfway across the Nullarbor Plain with no shop or petrol station and have to siphon petrol from a car parked in the shadows to get us to the next place. Then kill time again, waiting for the sun to come up and the servo to open so we could fill up and drive for another two blistering hot days to reach our show. As we got better at what we did, we could afford to fly occasionally, but the journeys could still seem impossible or interminable. Sometimes the wind would blow so hard or the rain would fall so heavily the runways would be closed. Then you could do one of two things. You could sit in the airport waiting for the storm to clear, or you could fork out more money for a cheap hire car and drive, hoping the highway wasn't flooded too. That was always the better option, as you knew in your heart you had to do something to try to get to the next show on time, to do what it was you were born to do, what you loved.